Please be seated. Can you hear me? Am I audible? Yeah, thank you. Today, God has put a message for the last, probably for the last 2-3 months, God had been speaking on this theme, which is into the image of His Son, adopting us as His sons. There will be 2 or 3 parts for this. I will not be able to complete it in one with one message. This was actually mentioned that God has got only one son because He cannot accept any of our righteousness. Though we are all created by Him, we can God cannot, because of our sinful nature, He cannot accept us. Now, Jesus Christ is the only son that He can accept, and He is called the Emmanuel, God with us. And Isaiah prophesied about Him that He shall be the mighty God and everlasting Father. This is not about Father, it is about the Son alone, because it is mentioned, for to us a child shall be born. So here we read that this is the image of His Son, that He is the mighty God and everlasting Father. Now, God's plan about man. What is God's plan about man? It is mentioned in Romans chapter 8, 29. For whom He did foreknew, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. So when He predestinated us, He saw us, He predestinated us before. He predestinated us to be conformed to the image of His Son. So unless we come to the image of His Son, we cannot be accepted. It's a very big verse, no? It's a very powerful verse, because unless we are, we cannot be conformed to the image of His Son. When I read this particular verse, I was literally, you know, sweating, because how can I be? God gives the answer. Can a camel go through the eye of the needle? It's not possible. But for God, everything is possible. Praise God for that. Say praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. He can do the impossible things. So I believe in that God. So here we see what is His image. What is His image? Colossians 1:15 says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every. He is the image of the invisible God. He is the image of the invisible God. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. And Isaiah 53:11 says, God talks about this son, by His knowledge of the will of God, the righteous one, my servant, shall justify many. And lastly, for He shall bear the responsibility of their sins. This is from not KJV, this is from Amplified. So here we see that He is the righteous one, my servant, shall justify many. It was prophesied. It was prophesied that He will justify many. So this was about Jesus Christ. Let us read for the meditation. Let us read today what we are going to meditate. The 3 verses. Galatians chapter 4:5-6. But when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. 5th verse. God sent Him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that He could adopt us as His very own children. And the last verse, and because we are His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, prompting us to call, Abba, Father. So we read this three verses. We will be looking into the first two verses today. So there are three parts for this message. One is the price that God paid. Second is walking in the Spirit. And third is bearing of fruits. But in the same pattern, it'll be, maybe it'll be two or three. So let us bow down. Let us bow down before God. Lord and my Father, we thank you, Father. Father, we know that only one righteous Son that you have is Jesus Christ. And we cannot stand before you. I am not worthy to pray from here. Father, I am not worthy to use the words of your holy book unless your Son Jesus Christ. And because of his sacrifice, the price that he paid for me, Lord, that is the reason I am able to. Lord, it is only your grace. Jesus, it is only your grace. Father, as I am spelling out the verses of your scripture, help me, O Lord. Help me to abide in thee. Let it work in me first. And let it be the same with the hearers also. Father, we thank you. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. So here in Galatians chapter 4, we read there, but in the right, when the right time came, right time talks about God's time. You know, Jesus, when Lazarus died, the time was after 4 days for Jesus to reach there. So here we see that in the right time, that is the right time for God. God sent his Son. That is one of his love. God sent his Son. Second is born of a woman. Third is subject to law. So we will be looking at God sent his Son, born of a woman, subject to law. For what? To buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law. So this is what God has spoken. We will be meditating on that. First, as the first verse, the fourth verse says, God sent his Son. God, that was the love of God. We read in John chapter 3:16 say that God so loved the world that he gave. You know, it was actually, when you look at God, why God sent his Son, we will not get an answer right away. Because we can say it is for our sins and all, but you will not get the right answer. The right answer that when we go through, when we meditate, was his great love and mercy towards his creation. That he did not want his creation to perish. He was so much worried, a father. Can you imagine a father who has lost his son? Our Father was like that. On the day when Adam sinned, on the day when I was born and when I was cherishing sin, he was the Father that he was crying for you and for me. He was the Father. So he did not want us to perish, but he wanted us to be with him for an everlasting life. Everlasting life. That is his will for us. That he wants us to be with him in an everlasting life. What a joyful life it is. I always meditate about that. When Paul said that though I am living, I am not counting myself worthy to be here as a citizen of this world. We need to do that. We need to always say, when you see the Muslims, when you see the Hindus or any other, we have to always understand that they are the creation of God. Unless the love of God is filled in us, we cannot love an enemy, because we always hate the enemy. So we should not segregate the Muslims and the Hindus, or they are all the creation of God. God is longing for each and every one of them, like us. So I hope that you understand what is the basic reason that God sent His Son. He sent, His being was God. We read in Philippians chapter 2:6 that who, being in the form of God, thought it not to robbery to be equal with God. So He was in the form of God. Why did He come in the sinful flesh, in like us? That why has got so many meanings, which we will be looking at. Why He had to come. And then we read in the 7th verse, 2:6 and 2:7, says that in the form of a servant, in the likeness of man. In the likeness of man means we always consider us, but our form is actually cursed when we sinned, because that is the reason we got this fleshly body. So to this state God had to come. Why He had to come, we are going to look at it. He could have come as a king, as a king or as a son of an emperor. He could have preferred that. If it was me, and if they were asking a question, how you want to present yourself before the world, I would be always thinking that I should be the son of an emperor. Who has got a different thinking? Who has got a different thinking? Don't want to be like that? We all. That is because we are the sinful flesh. Yes. Then second one is to come as a fleshly high priest. Suppose another option is that I become a high priest, so that I am very good in law and giving advice from the law. I will be very good. So that is the second one. The third one, as a prophet, to do big miracles. So you could have, you just think all the three things: emperor's son, then after a high priest, then after that you see a prophet, or like anyone who does a lot of miracles. Now, but God selected the form of man to be suffered before His death. Imagine what a totally opposite. Don't you feel that? Don't you feel that God's plan was totally different from what we think? Totally opposite. When I went and digged into this, I was thinking, why God selected such a state, the sinful state of a man? So the reason is the reason is Hebrews chapter 2:14. As the children are partakers of flesh and blood. Partakers of flesh and blood means it's a cursed state. To be the partakers, because we are children, we are in the flesh and blood. So that is the reason, likewise, took part of the same. That means He came to this world because of us. Now, when He came to this world because of me, and He had to be like me in flesh and blood, he had to come down even below the angels, below the man, because he came as a servant, servanthood. So this is the way that Jesus, our Lord, has showed us. So here, the devil, what is the last verse of 2:14 says that the reason why he came again, he might destroy him, the power of devil. Why he came in flesh and blood? Because he wanted to destroy the power of devil, the power of death, that is the devil. That means we are all facing death, you know, in each and every action of us, our anger. Our anger goes to us. Today morning, one of the person who was going for a separation in marriage between his wife and him, and he came to the Lord partly, not in full, but he went there. He called me, and I said, "You tell him that I am sorry for what I did, but everything is up to him, up to her." And she was telling the court, I don't want, though whatever he said in front of the court. And then finally, the court asked about the child. This child, they have a child. So the husband asked, "Can I see?" She said, "No." Imagine the cruel mind of a man, of a woman, who does not even allow the father to see. This is, don't you call it murder? I call it murder, because that is the devil working. So God saw this, that we are all under, not only her, I was also like her. I am not separate. So I was also like that. You were also like that at a particular point of time. It is the devil who is working. So God saw not me, but the devil. Because I am under the power. I am under the power. Wrong decisions, wrong financial decisions, wrong relations, everything comes out of what? Our selfishness, our own righteousness. So this is why God had sent his son to take out from the clutches of evil, the devil. That is the reason Jesus had to come, because he wants to eradicate the sin in you, because only God can do it. So he wanted to do it in you. So for that reason, he had to come in the flesh and blood. Now, many of us are giving importance for us jobs or any other things. You know, beware. One day we have to face this living God. This living God we have to face one day. Imagine, not anything that is we are seeing now is important. The important thing is the relationship with God. Okay, born of the woman. Now, why did he opt to be born of the woman? Now, born of the woman, because first of all, we know that the previous verse, as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. So that is one of the reasons why he opted to be born of woman. He opted to be born of woman is because of that. Now, remember that he was in the form of God, and he had to come to be born in a woman. In a woman. Imagine that. So then the second reason is, no one can redeem a sinner because he is a sinner himself. Can any one of us redeem anyone? We cannot redeem ourselves. We are in a pathetic state that we cannot do anything. Today I will say, I will not tell a lie. Before sunset, I will tell a lie. This is what happens with me when I take a decision. But when I go with God, and God says, yes, you are in my grace, I take a bold stand without my knowledge. Without my knowledge. So I cannot even redeem even me, even for a day or a minute. And how can I redeem? So it's not possible. Psalms 40:49-7 says, none of them can by any means redeem his brother. No one. No one. Now, let's take the third one. All the sins committed by man are against God. This is a testimony of God which I am saying. God says in Genesis chapter 6, every imagination of his thought is continuously evil. 6:5 says continuously evil. This is a testimony of God that about man. So all the sins are committed against whom? Against God. So if you say hallelujah, whoever's. Say hallelujah. Let us not sleep. If someone is sleeping, please keep yourself. Am I so boring? All right. Okay. So all sins committed by man are against God. Against God. So who can save you? Who can forgive you? Only God. So let me see who all are saved. Can you raise your hands? So that means you, whoever have raised their hands, have been saved by God himself, not by anyone. It is by God, because only God can forgive. No man can forgive. Then that fourth one is, no one can give a ransom for God. God created us in whose image? God's image. So God considers us as precious, because his demand is like before him, he's a righteous God. With our sinful nature, we cannot go and stand there. We cannot. Though you might circumcise yourself, nothing. We cannot go and stand before his presence. Only Jesus Christ. When you believe in his son, you will. So it was very precious for him to bring to his standard. Now, the reason to bring back to the image of his son for the sinful man like you and me, to bring back to that image of his son who is in glory. Adam was in glory when he lost. And now God is in the work of making us into his glory. Who can do that? Tell me who can do that? Only God. So whoever is working now in you is God. Only very few people said, amen. So the good work that God has started in you is God himself. Amen. Again, very, very few. This side, no sound at all. So God has started a good work in you. Amen. Thank God. So God's demand is actually the standard of his son. Now, born under the law. That is the third one, born under the law. Jesus had to come because the law was only to say what is right and wrong. That was the first reason. The second reason was to show the image of God. Image of God. How we can enter? Because unless we come to know that he is such a God, otherwise we all will be there. I'll white and come and stand and do everything. That is enough. But that is not enough. God is looking at your heart. So there we see that we cannot make. Why he had to come under the law was, What was the first sin that was committed? What was the first sin? Actually, I'll tell you, I'm not having the time to ask. It is actually, the devil said that you shall be like God. Like God. And when it is not the disobedience, when he came to know that, he looked at that fruit and he saw that it was beautiful, it was good to eat, and it was good to have wisdom. Now, with all the three things, what she decided, if I eat this, if I become like God, that is good. And the sin happens where? In your heart. So the decision to be like God, an independent person, not under God, was taken by whom? By man. By man. So the disobedience is only an act. But the first thing that happened was by man. That was in his heart. So to be like God was, see, that is the same thing that we are all there. Suppose I just wanted to give a testimony, a small testimony. I gave my testimony in the YouTube. Actually, it is in Malayalam. That is why I didn't mention it. But there were so many comments. So many comments. Now, the thing is, I got a very touching comment. Very touching comment. Why did I say that? Was that one of the comment out of whatever was not in that this thing, in the comment box, but through one of my friend, and that friend told me very openly also. He said that I'm a scoundrel. Because he was a very old friend of mine, about 30 years before I met him. He says that I have taken one of his marketing books and never gave back. I don't remember at all. I don't remember whether the book is there at all. But he's not from the faith, he's from the... I took it as what? In the normal case, I would have called him and I would have fought with him. I would have used my words. But how I took was, at least I could be able to be in the image of God, at least in a small sense. Because he called me scoundrel for no good reason, I don't remember. But my God have received much more than this. So I thought, and I called him, and I said sorry. Again, I sent a message. I sent a message, and he said, "Leave it. That's gone. I don't actually remember. That is not in my memory at all." But that's the first time I heard that I'm a scoundrel. For maybe someone might be talking from the back, but I heard it. I was very happy. Give all glory to God. We have to appreciate, because we should be a part of His glory. So now, we read there. It's very easy to find fault with others, but to find fault with me is very difficult. If someone says it is the word of God to you, but we shouldn't be like that. If they say that you are a thief and I am stealing money, then that thing won't be there. The glory is gone. You understand? We are a thief. That's an abomination. So read in Psalms 49:7, we read that by any means redeem his brother. None of them can by any means redeem his brother. Then 8th verse, the redemption of their soul is precious. And 9th verse, that he should live forever and not see corruption. So in order to make ourselves in the image of God is restoring back to your spiritual being.
how, now let us look at how God makes in the image of his son. First of all, the suffering of Jesus on his body is the only answer. How God can make into his image. Because the full redemption of a man is not at the beginning when we meet Jesus Christ. The full redemption is there is something called righteousness. God makes us righteous. Now there is something called glorification. Between the righteousness and the glorification, there is something there. Can you tell me what is that? Huh? Sanctification. Yes, thank you, brother. Sanctification. This sanctification is what is making us in the image of God. Sanctification. So how God makes us in the image of his son is when we read 2 Corinthians 3:18. So all of us who have had the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God. This is what Jesus says, that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That Jesus says is in this, that the veil is removed and we can see and reflect the glory of God. Then you are born again. But can you just please, children and mummies, please. Just because I am saying something, you will not know. Because I can see from here, so that is the reason I am saying. Let children come and sit. Let them take their own time. Okay, all right. So, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is what the veil is removed, and see and reflection of the glory of God. Then second, he makes us more and more like him. In the same verse, as we are changed into the glorious image. This is sanctification. We are changed into his glorious image. Whose glorious image? Jesus Christ. In the same image of his son. So that is what is called, we have to be washed by the water and spirit. We have to be washed by the water. Water stands for the blood of Christ. And spirit is the one who leads us. This is what God makes us into the image of his son. You understood? Those who understood, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Because of time, I'm just going fast. So this is the walk with God. This is the walk with God. So now we will go again. In the fifth verse, God sent him, Galatians 4:5 says, God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves. Now we have seen the first three things. Now we are going into the fourth one, that in the fifth verse it says, to buy freedom. What is the reason that he wants us to be his sons? That God is going to buy freedom for us. Freedom. Freedom means what? The same old state of Adam, that he had the freedom to do good. Now, once we sinned, we had only one freedom to sin, not to do good. Now, here, God is giving you the freedom. That is what says to buy freedom. He is paying the price to buy freedom for those who are slaves unto law. So, in John 18, what is the reason that we hate God? That is, when you read John chapter 18, 39, where we see, but you have a custom that I should release to you. This is, who is talking this? Pilate is talking. Are you listening? Pilate is talking in John 18:39. He is telling the Jews, you have a custom that I should release unto you a prisoner. A, a, you at the Passover. And there will be, therefore, that I release to you the King of the Jews.
Pilate wanted to release Jesus Christ.
This is a small instance, I am telling you, how much the hate that we have towards God. So how can we do good? Here, Jesus is telling, the Pilate is telling, shall I send that Barabbas to you? Because Barabbas, Pilate thought that if Barabbas, I say his name, everyone will say, oh no, let him be killed and release Jesus. This is what he thought. And to his amazement, what did he say? They all cried out at one voice, not this man, but Barabbas. See the hate that we have towards God. What did Jesus do to us? What did he do to us? Nothing, but he was the reason for that release is that also from the Passover. The Passover lamb, when the Passover lamb was slaughtered, that Passover lamb, because of that, all the Israelites, the nation, were released because of the Passover lamb. So here we see that the same custom continued, and Pilate said, shall I release this person? And they did not want. They did want only the murderers. They can take the murderers, but not Jesus Christ. This is how the devil has made corrupted, full of virus in us, that we cannot accept him. Now, this is from Levi chapter 16, 5 in Leviticus, where we read this, that there are two goats and one goat. There are actually two goats and one another ram. But the ram is for a particular reason, for the high priest sins. But the two lamb is for us. And there you see one lamb is taken and given as a sacrifice. The other lamb is set free. The same instance happens to us. Our anger is towards God. Our hate is towards God. Now, when we read John chapter 19:7, you know what is the reason that they say? The reason that they said was, we have a law. And by our law, he ought to die. He ought to die because of that law, because of my law. And what did he say? He said things, he made it clear what the law was meant for. He did not change. He said, I am not changing. But that was the wrath of how devil worked, and he was given for crucifixion. We are all reasoned for that. We are all, because of our sins, he had to give his life. Now, the last one was, I just wanted to give you a short story that, you know, one of the, when you see the cross, the Calvary, where you see the soldiers taking. This is actually a vision, had a vision. And the soldiers were taking, Jesus was on the cross and lying on the cross. And they kept their hand, his hand like this, keeping the nail and hitting on the nail hard and hard that it goes inside. You know, when this happened, if you have seen Jesus' movie, you would have said, no, stop. Stop, right? You all might have said stop. But when you go and look at that Roman soldier who is doing that, remove, when you have the full sight of his face, whose face it will be? It will be my face. I have crucified him. That is the reason he had to come in flesh and blood. Why did he come in flesh and blood? was to be in the cursed body. And he wanted to release all of us. All of us. But once he releases from there, it is you who needs to take the decision whether to do good. Because you never knew how to do good. You never knew how to love your enemy. It is impossible to love your enemy. But he showed it first. Because he showed it first to me. Say me. How? When he loved you without looking into whatever you have done previously. Whatever, you know, when someone talks something, immediately what do you do? Something which is not making you happy, you will keep it in your heart. God says, I have put it underneath the deeps of the water. And you have been saved. You have been saved by the blood of not ever sinned. In his life, he never knew sin. That person was crucified for you and for me. And the
he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know future. My life is worth the living because he lives. My life is worth the living just because he lives.
May God bless you all.
Praise the Lord, brethren, because he lives. We can face tomorrow. God loves us. That's why in Colossians 3:10, say, and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his creator. Believe me, God loves you. We are his ambassador. Let us put on his image. Let people see us. And when they see us, they know that, yes, we are the images of God. Amen? In kingdom of God, there is no white, there is no black. We are what? Images of God. How are you representing him? When people see you, can they say that you have adopted that son, which is Jesus Christ? Let us be on our feet. I want you to quickly pray this prayer. Lord, let me live in the light of your truth about myself. Listen again. Let me live in the light of your truth about yourself. Because when you live in the images of God, when you live in the image of God, people will see you and they will serve that God. So ask that God give me your Holy Spirit so that I continue to live in the light of your truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to talk to God. Father, I want to get rid of that old nature of me. I want to live in truth of you. I want to live in truth of you, Lord, so that people, when they see me, they will see your image in me. Thank God, Almighty God. We bless your name. Let your spirit continue to live in our life. Father, we bless your name for your message that we have heard today. Let your spirit continue to guide us. Let it continue to direct our path. That wherever we go, that your Holy Spirit continue to minister to us that, yes, we are your image. That God, that when people see, they will see the life of Christ in us. Thank you, Lord, because of our God. We want to appreciate you for your servant that you have used for us this day. We pray for more anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him, bless the work of his hand. Bless sister, bless the children in the mighty name of Jesus. And bless each and every one of us that have heard from him this afternoon. Let your word continue to reign in our heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting Father. We want to thank you for this month that is ending, that we are stepping into the Ember month. Lord, as we step into the Ember month, all our prayers that have not been answered from January to this time, Father, speedily let us continue to testify to your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Almighty God, that good gift that you have for us for the rest of this year, before the year runs out, Father, you will fulfill it in our life in Jesus' name. And for the rest of our program in this church, as usual, Lord, we ask for your presence. We ask you, you have done the past for us. The future will be brighter in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. As we go, let your presence go ahead of us in Jesus' name. We shall go safely and reach our various destinations safely in the mighty name of Jesus. And when we meet here next week, it shall be to your glory in Jesus' name. We shall testify to your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless your holy name. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us share the grace together in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Do have a wonderful week.